You're at the Biker Radio Broadcast 93rd milestone with biker, rally racer and extreme endurance athlete Adil Shawaks Nargolwala on the long way home. You're pretty much the Forrest Gump of India.
Oh, running? No. There are a lot of people who run much more. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you say so?
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
So running was a passion which just caught on very recently, 10 years ago or something. And
tell us what you have achieved in running before you say no.
So I'm a triathlete also.
Right.
Triathlon means swimming, cycling, running.
Right.
So I have been, very passionate about it.
Okay. Obviously.
And
that's the first place I met you was at a run.
Where?
There's a friend of mine called Ratna Jori. She organized a little run somewhere in, Nehru Park. Before this podcast started, I had started recording a few bites.
I remember now. Yes. I remember. I'd just come back from Boston.
Yeah.
And I ran there.
So that's where the first time I met you.
So I started running also. Is another story behind it also.
Right.
I was in Pune in my office.
Can I ask you why you run? Before you answer that question.
Running is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's my me time.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me peace. Okay. It's that time in the day of when nobody else is awake, you can go finish your exercise, come back. Healthy lifestyle, healthy living. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you are in peak, when you're training for an event or you're peaking out on your training and all that, all through the training, you're leading a very healthy life. You eat, good food.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep on time, you wake up on time, physically you're alert, mentally you're alert, okay, overall you're a much better person.
Right.
In this journey, I was in Pune, how it started, okay, and there was this article I read in the newspaper, Bombay Marathon. So I told my office, ye meko bhagna hai. So they said, no problem. Then they came back and said, sorry, but you can't, because this guy entry to pahle band ho gaya, the entry is, and there's nothing now you can do. I said, this is true something. Then they came back and said, you can run the 6 kilometer, that Maja run or something. I said, okay. I don't want to go out to Bombay to run 6 rounds. So karte, I got to know the medical director of the race was a friend of mine, another Parsi guy.
Okay,
Dr. Ashish Contractor,
okay.
Good Parsi, very nice guy. He's a hard guy. He did Manmohan Singh surgery. He's part of the team that operated on Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. So we spoke to Ashish. Ashish said, what do you run? I said, I would. Hardly anything, 5-5K types. So how will you run 42K? You never run. I can't give it to you. As a medical director of the race, I have to take responsibility of all the runners. And there's no way you can run 42 kilometers.
Right.
So we compromised and came to 21 kilometers.
Okay.
So I took a bib from about 21 kilometers and went and ran 21 kilometers.
Okay.
Next 3-4 days, I could not even get up and walk properly. I was walking all teda, meda.
And you wouldn't run before that?
Nothing. Hardly a little bit here and there.
Okay.
So that's how I started. And that's how the bug bit me. In those years, there's hardly any runs that used to take place. Very few runs.
This is which year?
2010, I think. 11 or something.
Okay.
Like that. Okay. So that's where it started. After which, January. Because Grand Chart Bombay Marathon happens at that time.
Okay.
So that's how it started. And from then onwards, it just grew and grew and grew. And then my son went to the US to study, my elder son.
Okay.
So we were going there. Okay. And that's when we chanced upon the New York Marathon.
So
we went and filled the entry here.
Mm.
My wife got the entry. I didn't get the entry. And then I wanted...
She also runs?
Yeah, she runs a bit.
Okay.
That's the only marathon, by the way, she's ever run in her life.
Wow.
Huh. Okay. So we went there and we ran. I picked up a charity bib. I collected money. I collected some $3,000 or something. And I ran that run. And then there I realized there's something called the World Majors. Which is... London, New York, Chicago, Boston, Berlin, Tokyo.
Yeah.
So, over the next 1 year, I went to all these cities and ran all those runs.
Wow.
Okay. Then I realized that there is something called 7 continents. So, I went and ran 7 marathons, 7 continents.
Wow.
I went and climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. 2 days later, I went and ran the Kilimanjaro Marathon.
Wow.
Okay. I went to Australia, all over we ran. Antarctica.
Tell me about that.
I had a broken hand, I went to Antarctica and ran and came
Tell me about that.
So... On the 4th of January, I broke my hand, 2019.
Okay.
Early morning, 5 o'clock, I was going cycling.
Yeah.
I came out of my house. It was foggy. I was thinking left jaun, right jaun, soch raha tha, itne mein wahi gir gaya, khade khade gir gaya. But I felt awkwardly, due to which I broke my hand.
Okay.
I felt pain, went back home. me and my wife went to the hospital, took an X-ray. They said heart toot gaya. Went to the doctor. He said surgery karna padega. Teda toota hai. Kya aap yahan se toota. And they'll have to put some plate and all that.
Around the wrist.
No, more here. Yeah, near the wrist. Somewhere, that's it. So I said, no way I can do surgery. Because on the 9th, I was leaving for Antarctica.
Biker Radio Podcast advises safety at all times, discourages underage riding, but celebrates the spirit of motorcycling.
And how?
This is Tango Charlie, Green Tea 515. Come in. Green Tea.
Good morning, Tango Charlie. This is Easy Peter, Green Tea 515. I'm ready to roll. See you in 5 at the DND Bay. Over and out.
Ice is crackling as the sea thrashes against the floating ice, threatening to crush your boat. You can feel the cold run to your bones. In contrast, it is a fabulous, toasty Dilli ki Sardi as we bridge over from 2023 to 2024, broadcasting live from our podcastle in Dwarka, New Delhi.
Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hello and welcome to the 93rd milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast, a podcast on motorcycling from India, celebrating her heroic riders, legendary mechanics and iconic builders through stories told by members of the community, one legend at a time. I'm Shandy and with me is Adil Nargolwala, Head Talent Acquisition at WNS Global Services. This is part 2 of our marathon with Adil setting the pace. The combination of his love for motors and our hunger for yak made for the best track. Not to walk the talk, but perhaps to run the pun. I met Adil in late April 2017, 6 months before we launched the Biker Radio Broadcast. He is always willing to tell a tale and we're always willing to listen. Here we are doing a Vikram or Betal about his run in Antarctica, a place that we can only imagine at the 93rd milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
So then with, you know, we went and I did a brace. I put a simple, first he put a cast. I had it all removed. And I put a simple brace. Luckily it was winter. So I wore a lot of jacket, put a sling under the thing and went. So, you know, through custom, that security check at the airport. I showed them the brace. I said, heart toota hua. He would remove it. Gently, he would do his X-ray. And that's how I flew all the way. Long flight, 50 hours.
Right.
From here to Chile.
Right.
How do you go? First went to Amsterdam. I went to Madrid.
Okay.
Madrid, I went to Santiago. Santiago to some other place. From that place to Punta Arenas.
Oh my God.
Okay. I reached Punta Arenas, checked into the hotel. And then I just, you know, crashed out. I was tired. I was there 3 days before we were to leave for Antarctica. Second day, I had fever. You know, some tiredness, the injury, whatever, I had fever. And high fever it went. Then I reached the, you know, I didn't want to tell the organizer I'd broken my hand. Because they may not have taken me. And all this effort would have gone to waste. So I hid it from them.
Oh God.
I purposely wore a jacket and all. But as I was there, you know, that day in the evening before we were leaving, there was another Indian guy who was actually a US Indian. I mean, he had gone to the US years ago, a doctor there. And he settled down there. Gopal Ramaraju. He became a good friend of mine then.
Okay.
So Gopal, being a doctor, sensed something wasn't right with me. So he came to me and said, next day in the morning, as we were going to the airport.
Okay.
You know, in the airport, he asked me, what's wrong? So I said, why? He said, you're not looking too good. You're not feeling well or what? I said, no. He said, no, I'm a doctor. You tell. So I told him, I'm having some fever and my hand is broken. He said, you're going to run with the hand broken? I said, yeah, and I don't. He's okay.
And like, metal plates inside?
Nothing. No, nothing inside.
Oh.
Plate to jab laga, jab operation hoga na. Operation na karaya.
Mana kar diya.
Haan. So I told him, so he opened his bag and took out some pills and gave it to me.
Mm.
And very sweet of him, he sat with me in the plane from Punta Arenas to Antarctica next to me.
Mm.
And I fell asleep with the pills and all that. The fever came down a bit, all that.
Mm.
And then we ran. And I ran the Antarctica marathon. And then I collapsed after that. I just went to sleep.
Oh my God.
And then, next day I told the organizers.
Uh-huh.
That I asked him, would you let me run?
Mm.
He says, well, difficult to say, you know, I don't know. But now that you've done it, fine. But, you know, you could have told us. I mean, we could have still continued with you, you know, a very diplomatically way. They answered that, you know, they answered that question.
But tell me about the Antarctica marathon itself.
Oh, it was a 5-kilometer loop. You do it 8 times. Loop means you go up and come back, go up and come. And there was a hill in it.
Hmm.
So you climbed a hill, came down, climbed a hill, came down, and went up to that.
And does this happen every year?
Yeah, every year.
Okay.
Yeah, they take about 40, 50 runners.
Okay.
Every year.
Wow.
And there's a waiting from 2 years or so. 2-3 saal ka waiting hai uska. Only there are many runners can go at a time, no?
Right.
Yeah. So they do that. So I did that. Then from there, I moved into triathlon. I did my first Ironman
70.3.
Then I did a full Ironman.
Hmm.
Then I did an Ultraman.
Hmm.
So triathlon, there are different distances.
Okay.
You have the sprint triathlon.
Okay.
Which is a 750 meter swim, followed by a 20 kilometer bike ride, and a 5 kilometer run.
Hmm.
Then you have the Olympic distance triathlon, which is a 1500 meter swim, and you have a 10 kilometer run, and a 40 kilometer bike ride.
Wow.
Okay. That's an Olympic. Then you have the Ironman 70.3, where you have a 1.9 kilometer swim. You have a 90 kilometer bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a 21.1K, that is a half marathon. Okay. Then you have a full Ironman, which is a 3.8 kilometer swim, nearly a 4 kilometer swim.
Oh my God.
You have 180 kilometers on the bike cycle, that's 180 kilometers. And you have a full marathon, 42.2 kilometers.
My God.
And then you have the Ultraman, which is 10 kilometer swim, 424 kilometer bike ride, and 84K run. Mm. I've done all of these. And I did all of them in 1 year, in the year 2019. Mein to COVID ho gaya tha. So in 2019, I ran through all this. I did a sprint, I did an Olympic, I did an Ironman 70.3, I did a full Ironman, I did an Ultraman.
Wow.
In 1 year. And that's how I hold a Limca Book of record for that also.
What? Why?
Because it's there to be done. Who else? I don't know of anybody who've done all the triathlons in 1 year. And I don't know anybody, forget in India, I've never heard of anybody in the world who's done that.
Dude, tell me this. Is that a cliched answer? Is the real answer?
No, it's a real answer. I don't know. I'm telling you.
Mm.
India, though, I don't know anybody who's done it in 1 year for sure.
Same year.
Ha. Okay. That's and world also, I don't know. All of them together in the same year. Sprint, Olympic, 70.3, full Ironman, Ultraman. The sprint happened in Delhi, Talcottara Stadium. So there's a pool and we cycled and ran there.
Mm.
Olympic happened in Noida.
Mm.
70.3 happened in Kazakhstan.
Mm.
Ironman happened in Sweden. And Ultraman happened in Gurgaon. All of them in the same year. 10K swim, we swam in a pool. 424 kilometers, we cycled on the KMP highway.
Mm.
Okay. And 84 kilometers run, again, we ran on the KMP highway.
Wow.
So if you see my leg, do you see all these tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
There's all of them. Okay. So I have the 6 majors.
Mm.
London, Berlin, Tokyo, Chicago, New York, and Boston.
Mm.
World majors.
That's one.
Marathons.
Hmm.
In 7 continents, 7 marathons.
Yes.
There is North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, Antarctica. All the continents covered.
Hmm.
Then I have all the triathlons covered.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, let's see what to do next.
The icing on the cake, you have Antarctica also.
That is because of the 7 continents.
Seven,
no, 7 continents. Yeah. So I have to go around the North Pole marathon.
So what about the North Pole marathon?
I have to do that.
Acha.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Okay.
They take you on a chopper to the exactly on the North Pole.
Oh.
They, magnetic. Yeah. They put you down there and then you run there.
Hi, this is Shanky from The Big Focus.
I am Adilesh Nagarwala.
This is Ashish Rao Rane.
Hi, this is Bipul Chhetri.
This is Deepa Gupta.
I am Dr. Arun Thereja.
This is Firoz Mistry.
Me Ganesh Shinde.
This is Gur Saurabh Singh.
This is Harshman Rai.
This is Jay Bharti.
This is Jamshed Martin.
I am Joshua John.
This is Kaustubh.
This is Kokar Rao.
This is Lali.
I am Major Renuka.
My name is Mankit Singh Hunjan.
This is Dr. Neha Rika Yadav.
And I'm Sid of The Big Focus.
And you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast.
And this is the long way home. Listen, connect, ride on.
So when I said I did all these events in 1 year, it just didn't happen. Ek din I got up in the morning and said, aaj sare triathlon karunga isi saal mein.
Correct.
Like 2 years ago, I cycled 100 kilometers every day for a full month.
Right.
3:30, I'd leave my house. Or even 4 o'clock. I'd be back by 7:30. Every day in the morning. And I decided not to eat any food also at the same time. I dropped 12 kilos of weight in 1 month. I was just trying out something different.
Can I go back to that same question? Why?
Because it's there to be done. You try out something new. You understand what your body can do.
But why?
Why not? I'll ask you, why not? Why would you not want to have a healthy lifestyle? Why would you not want to get up in the morning and go for a 10-kilometer run?
I have not been able to explain that to myself. That's why I'm asking you.
Because it's to be done. No, it's a good thing to do. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It's your me time. When you go for a run by yourself, you're running by yourself. Yeah, you're just thinking. You listen to nice music on the iPod, in your ears, those AirPods or whatever, and you go. It's good fun. You go cycling. It's so much fun.
Very few people on this planet would say no to that, right? It makes perfect sense. Huh. Very few people will also say that they're an idiot and they don't do it, right? But I still ask you this one question, why?
Because I'm telling you, no, it's to be done. It's. I mean, the joy of finishing a race, it can be a simple 5-kilometer race or it can be an Ultraman. So let me tell you Ultraman, the story, okay? So Ultraman is over 3 days, by the way.
Okay.
They give you 12 hours a day to be done in 36 hours. I didn't mind in 33 hours.
Okay.
Okay, or 33 and a half, some hours, some minutes. 33 hours, some minutes. You have to start first day, the 10-kilometer swim. Now for 10 kilometers, your body is horizontal on the water, you're swimming.
Yeah.
It can be either in open water or in a pool. After swimming for 10 kilometers like this, 10 kilometers means you spend 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever, doing this. You need to try to stand, you'll collapse. Because your legs can't take your weight.
Really?
You'll faint. You'll just drop.
Wow.
Okay. But now you have to go and cycle 150K. Immediately. As soon as you come out of the water. So you have to transition onto the bike and take off. So we did that. I came home in the evening. Okay. First thing I did was prepare an ice bath. I filled up my bathtub with a lot of ice cubes. And I got into the cold water. That's the easiest way or the quickest way, I would put it, to remove all the aches and pains from your body. Ice water is the best way to rejuvenate your muscles, tissue, everything. I ate some food, called my malish guy, got a malish, went to sleep. Next day, 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up because 5 o'clock I'm going to start cycling. Woke up and then I just didn't have the energy. I just went, I remember I got out of the room, came down to the drawing room and sat on the sofa and just collapsed. I said, mentally I was not there only. I just thought, hoga kaise aaj? How the hell am I going to go and cycle another 275K today? Okay. Then I went, had a Red Bull. Felt better. Reached the venue. Couldn't get out of the car. I was feeling so zapped, so tired. Had another Red Bull. Then I got on the cycle. But once I got on the cycle, no, it was magic. And in any long distance thing, no, you never look at the end goal. You make short goals. So if I have to do 100 kilometers, I'll do 10 kilometers. Ki 10 kilometers mein pahunchunga, 20 ho jayega, 50 ho jayega, 100 ho jayega. Same way when you're doing 250 kilometers ride or 200, 300 kilometer ride. So I'm also, by the way, a randonneur, super randonneur. That means I have done 200, 300, 400 and 600 kilometer rides. Okay, on a cycle. And authenticated by the Audax Club of Paris. And I've done it thrice. So I'm a triple super randonneur.
Wow.
Okay. And but there are people who've done it 10 times and all also. Okay. So it's not that wow also. It's doable.
Yeah.
Okay. And but a combination of doing all this in one man is very rare. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
so you'll find somebody who's only cycling Audax. Somebody who's gone and done one Ironman. Somebody who's gone and run some marathon here or there.
I'm still trying to get
one guy who's done everything.
Yeah.
That's me.
That I clearly get. This question is probably a little deeper in the sense, is it the I that is important in this, or is it?
So all what I have done is all solo sport.
I agree with you.
It's not a team game. It's not like cricket or football where you have a team with you.
Completely. I understand. Because I'm a golfer. I understand that part. Is it that
then you must play golf. I remember the BSF club is near your house. We'll go and play.
So can I do this? Is that the race you're running in your mind?
No, so I am very clear. If I want to decide on something, I'll do it.
So the me is important.
So I'll tell you. When I came from, I went and did Ironman in Sweden in August. In September, we went back to Europe to swim the English Channel. In November was Ultraman. Everybody told me. Everybody means everybody. And everybody who's something to do with this sport. Why no? Tu nahi kar payega, don't register for it. You've just finished Ironman. Your body will be fatigued. you just finished and you went to the English Channel. You haven't swum or trained for, because you went for a holiday after that for a month. So you haven't had any training for that whole period of 1 month. Your whole of September has gone in that. October is the only month left. November is the race. In October, you can't train for an Ultraman. People take years to reach the level to do Ultraman. I said, I will not fail. Let me go. I'll do it. My wife also told me, think about it. You'll feel bad if you won't be able to finish it. I said, don't worry, I'll finish it. I know. I have built, mentally I'm strong to do it. You see, a lot of these games or these endurance events are mind fucks.
Absolutely.
So you have to have your mind tuned first.
That's why I'm asking you this question.
If you have registered the race and somewhere visualized you're doing the race, you're finishing the race, half the battle is won there. Half the battle is crossing the start line.
Yeah.
Then you will cross the finish line. Now, the problem is, if tomorrow you decide to do Ultraman and you go register and reach the start line and start, you won't finish it. Let me tell you that. Because there's no training behind. You don't know what to do. Have you ever ridden a cycle even for 20 kilometers? Forget 200 kilometers or 400 kilometers. How much of nutrition you need on the way? You have to. These are all scientific calculations. Correct. Your body weight, how much of calories will you burn, how much of calories you have to consume every... Otherwise, you'll bonk out. No, you'll run out of juice.
I get your story.
Okay.
I understand.
So you have to build it.
I understand that also.
So therefore, I said, I'll do it and I did it.
Right. I understand that also. But is it cogito ergo zoom? It's like, you know...
I don't know what that means.
Okay. It means, I think, therefore, I am. Which basically is that, you know, you run one race, you win it. You run the other race, you win it. You run all of them in 1 year, you prove it to yourself. Yeah. I thought about it. It was there. There was a mountain to climb. I climbed it. Right. But to go back again and say, I can do this. Is it about proving it constantly to yourself that it's I who can do this?
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I am Mike Tyson.
Mike Nightmare Tyson. That guy was a nightmare in the ring. If he missed you with his left, then miss you with his right, he'd bite you.
You're at the Biker Radio Broadcast 93rd milestone with biker, rally racer, and extreme endurance athlete Adil Shawak Snargolwala on the long way home.
So I'm finding it a little difficult to follow you here.
It might take you some time to answer that also.
To be honest, okay. I have never done anything for to get fame, acclaim, or anything of that sort.
Right.
It's my own thing.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not suggesting that.
I mean, a lot of my, you know, I've got recognition for what I've done. The Delhi government gave me some award. Okay, my friends are very, you know, newspapers wrote about me. Some magazines wrote about me. Okay, in my community, I'm well known for what I've done. Okay, so it does, you know, as an individual, you feel nice. Okay. Today, why are we sitting here and doing this recording? Because I've done something. That's why you've come here to meet me. Otherwise, would you just meet anybody who's done nothing and want to record them? I don't know. Maybe you do.
You are very good fodder for shows.
Yeah.
Like
so that's what I'm saying. No. So what I mean to say here is recognition is a great motivator, no doubt.
Okay.
Okay. There's no doubt in that mind.
Right.
You know. But am I a show off? Would I want to go and stand on stage and say hi? I am. No, I'm not that kind of person.
Okay.
Okay. I like to do things. So both me and my wife had a great time doing all this. I coined a word called runnocation. You go for a run and take a vacation also.
Right.
So if you're going to run New York Marathon, we'll take another 2 weeks.
Right.
And travel that part of the country and come back. So that gives us a vacation.
Sure.
A lot of parts of the world I would have never been if it wasn't for my Junoon to run.
Absolutely.
So when you want to do 7 continents, we went to Australia.
Right.
I had to do a marathon in Australia. So we chose a nice run, Gold Coast. We went there, we went diving, we went to see the Barrier Reef. We drove down all the way from Bundaberg to Sydney and Melbourne. That's like some, you know, 5-6 days of beautiful driving we did.
So you're also feeling good while you're doing this, right?
Yeah, when we went to run in Africa, we climbed Kilimanjaro.
Right.
Okay, otherwise, where the hell would I have gone to see Kilimanjaro
and
climb it? And then from there, we saw that huge forest reserve. What is that place called? Serengeti. Okay. And then from there, we went to Zanzibar and did some deep sea diving. It was beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say here is that it gives joy to me.
Right.
See, at the end of the day, I am beyond possessions.
Okay.
I no longer crave for possessions.
Right.
Like somebody will go spend a crore of rupees and buy a Mercedes. I would be very happy driving my 10-year-old Fortuner. I have no craving to go and buy a Mercedes worth a crore of rupees. But I would rather spend that crore of rupees and maybe spend 20, 30 lakhs doing the North Pole Marathon. Or maybe another 20, 10 lakhs doing all the major world marathons. You know, you know, that's that, so you know, what are possessions finally? अरे एक टाइम पे एक आदमी एक ही जूता पहन सकता है. अब तुम अपने घर में 10 जूते रख दोगे, इसका मतलब यू मे वांट टू गो एंड बाय अ शू फेरागानो और समथिंग लाइक दैट व्हिच कॉस्ट मे बी अ कपल ऑफ लैक्स और समथिंग लाइक दैट. इट्स फाइन, दैट्स योर चॉइस. आई एम वेरी हैप्पी वेयरिंग माय बाटा हश पपी फॉर 2,500 रुपीस. ओके, फॉर मी दैट ब्लैक शू इज एज फॉर्मल विद माय सूट्स.
श्योर,
एज यू नो माय सूट्स आर नॉट सम फैंसी यू नो लेबल. छाबरा टेलर्स इज द गाय हु डज माय सूट्स. एंड वेयर डज ही सिट? Tilak Nagar. So that's where I am. So what I'm trying to say here is that I am very happy. I don't crave for possessions. Okay. My you can say I get my jollies from doing these things. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I do it.
You listen to music?
Yeah, I do.
What's your music like?
Oh, lots of different types. I play the violin. So lots of different. I've done grade 5 from London School of Music. So I play the violin a bit. And I listen to anything. I'm happy with most music. Except that hip-hop, hoo-ha, that I find is nice.
No, take me back to your music.
Yeah, I listen to everything. 80s, Michael Jackson leke, Neil Diamond leke, all the songs, yaar. Aerosmith, you name the band, Guns N' Roses. A lot of the, I love all that kind of music. If you take my phone and look at my, I've got 1,500 songs, all of that.
Hi, this is Sachin Chavan and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
Recently, you took a boat and went all across to Maldives.
That also was just by chance.
Yeah.
I was in Goa in January for my brother's birthday.
Yeah.
And I get to know that there is this couple
yeah.
in Goa who's got this sailboat. They've just got a new sailboat.
Right.
And they're planning to do a Maldives run.
Right.
So I spoke to a friend of mine. She was in the army. Yeah. She was telling me to sail with her on that boat from Cochin to Goa.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there was no space on the boat at that time. This is a very small boat. Four people on a boat.
What? And how many feet?
40-footer. Small sailboat.
Yeah.
Two sails. Yeah. By Dilip Donde. Dilip Donde is the first Indian to have circumnavigated the whole globe in a sailboat.
Yeah.
He's an Indian Navy, retired Navy officer. Very, very fine gentleman.
Was it the same boat?
No, that was a different boat. Okay. That was a Mahade or something. This is a simple boat, Antara. This is Antara.
But 40 is quite big. It's not it was a
sailboat. Yeah. Okay. And it had a small engine, more for just, you know, entering the harbor and things like that. Not, you know. So, when I got to know of them, I immediately reached out to them. And a lot of people told me, "Tu pagal hai, sailboat pe ja raha hai, mar jayega." To like, you know, there's no, we won't even know where you are. You'll drown, you'll... I said, it's okay. It's life. So what? People have explored the world for years. Yeah, centuries people have been sailing. What is that word? We'll also go and do it. Beautiful experience. Something very different. It was very calming.
Was it?
For 4 days, you see nothing but ocean around you.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no land, nothing. Fifth day, we saw Minicoy Island, which is the tip of tip of Lakshadweep. And then we sailed to the Maldives. We reached on a Friday. Friday is a holiday in Maldives because it's a Muslim country, so they don't work on Fridays. Luckily, they came still in the evening. They checked our passports. We entered the country on Saturday. Sunday, I came back. Took a flight back from, you know, I took a speedboat from an island to another island. From there, I took a small plane to Malé. And from Malé, I took a flight to Delhi for India. So it's adventure. I like adventure. I like to do things, you know, these are exciting things for me. I'm not truly... you can say, a lot of people have dreams.
Okay.
They have dreams of doing things, but they don't ever achieve them.
Right.
It's not they can't achieve them.
Exactly.
They have the money.
Right.
They will be able to find, you know, the time also.
Right.
But somehow something holds them back.
Right.
I am saying, pata nahi yaar, abhi tum dekho na, last 2 years we had COVID.
Right.
We lost a few very good friends. Yeah.
True.
They could have easily lived another 20, 30 years easily.
Yeah.
This wasn't their time to go.
Yeah.
But they died.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it can happen to us also, no?
Right.
So live it, man, when you can do it. If your body allows you. My biggest worry is I'll grow older than before I know it. And my body won't allow me to do things. Then what? So right now the body is allowing me to do things. No, let me go and do them.
You're in amazing shape.
Yeah. Otherwise, after a time, something might happen where I wouldn't be allowed to do these things. Then how will I do it? I mean, tomorrow, for some reason, if your legs will not let you run, then you can't take part in a marathon.
True. But I would definitely say that you're definitely a unique person, you know.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people told me that. So, you know, some people in a good, most people in a good way, some people not in a very good way.
Okay.
Also, ki pagal bhi hai tu, you know, that way.
No, but that's definitely in good spirit.
Listen.
let's take a short break ourselves and head over to the Caribbean coast, this time to mainland Colombia, where one of our favorite guests, whose Duchenne smile aptly reflects his episode number on the Biker Radio broadcast, that is 32, and he has been riding. So coming up is creative strategist, designer, artist, and so many more things. Samrat Som riding around South America on a Himalayan for this time's Biker Radio broadcast, My Way.
My Way.
This is Samrat Som reporting for Biker Radio broadcast. I'm at Santa Marta, Colombia, about 1100 odd kilometers from Bogota. I started from Bogota on a Himalayan, and so far I've ridden about 1800 odd kilometers through small old colonial Spanish towns, Villa de Leyva, Barichara, then a small industrial town called Bucaramanga, where I had the first service of the Himalayan at 1000 kilometers. And then I rode up north to Riohacha, which is the capital of the department of Guajira. Main inhabitants of Guajira are Wayuu people, one of the main indigenous group of people who still live in quite abject poverty in the remotest part of the desert. I tried going in there to Punta Cachinas, which is the northernmost point of South America, but it proved well nigh impossible to get there on motorcycle for various reasons. Finally, I had to go on a 4x4 trip, and that was amazing. We saw some beautiful mochila bags that the women of the Wayuu people knit. We learned about the turtle conservation project that several non-profit organizations are taking up with the Wayuu people, who till 10, 12 years back used to hunt and eat these tortoises and their eggs, and now they have turned protectors of the species. So yeah, that's a bit about where I've been so far in Colombia. The idea is to ride around the country and then find my way to Peru, but I've learned not to speak too early about my plans. It's fairly early in the morning, about 6:30. I'm out for a quick run and stretching on the beach, and now I'll get back and get out and head to the west, to the city of Cartagena, another city on the Caribbean coast. And the road is all along through the Sierra Nevada mountain ranges, just along the coast. The roads have mostly been very good, except for through the desert, and there were some sketchy stages that I had to go through, but it's absolutely beautiful as any other country, from lush rainforest at 10,000 feet to twisty mountain roads with crisp wind blowing in your face, through roads along the coast, and of course through the desert, sandy climbs and the sea coming in and forming lagoons in the desert. It's just been absolutely amazing so far. Yeah, the idea is to go to Cartagena, then to Cavenas, and then wind my way back through Medellin, back to Bogota, and then try to find a way into Peru. So this is Samrat Som signing off for Biker Radio broadcast. See you on the road sometime.
My Way.
Hey, thanks, Samrat. Here's looking forward to your Peruvian experience. Well, why don't you too connect with us before you embark on your next ride and share with us your ride story? Follow us and send us a note on Instagram and we'll help you with it. My Way is a great place, I tell you, to showcase your ride and etch it in history. Back to the high life of Adil Nargolwala, who never drops the ball. Like he drops names. You're on the Biker Radio broadcast, where we feature the circus of life, the temporary nature of balance and gravity, which is eternal. Listen, connect, ride on. The Biker Radio broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
One day I got called up by HTA, Hindustan Thompson. They were looking for two couple of riders for a hero book ad. I said, okay, we'll go. So they took us to Manali. And guess who we were doing the ad with? Aamir Khan.
Right.
Okay. And when we started that ad, we realized Aamir Khan wasn't really very good with the, you know, with the bike. You know, that ad was you had to come down a little slopey kind of a road. There's a little bridge. There's a river, little rivulet kind of thing flowing under it.
Okay.
And you cross the bridge and you came. And that little, you know, maybe five, 6 seconds of riding was what they actually wanted to shoot.
Yes.
And the director was Shantanu Shore.
Okay.
And his wife, Kimi Katkar, who was that famous actress who did that Jumma Chumma song, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
And this was Aamir Khan. He'd got his first wife with him. I forget her name.
Reena.
Whatever. Yeah, I think Reena was her name. And we were all sitting and generally chatting. And he also had to run away to get married or something. He told me his story also at that time.
Right.
Okay, so this sab ho gaya. Baat. So I had a very nice ski jacket. Psychedelic jacket.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Aamir Khan was wearing a simple black leather jacket.
Right.
Theek hai. So when we were taking these shots, no? Then Shantanu Shore came to me and said, would you mind to exchange your jacket with Aamir Khan?
Yeah.
So I said, why? He says, because you're getting more highlighted in the thing when he is the star. We need to highlight him. So if you wear a black leather jacket next to him.
So that's close to an orange, I remember. There's a yellow in it.
Yeah, yellow.
There's a green.
Yeah, yellow, gray, whatever, something like that. Yeah, an old jacket.
I remember.
Okay. No, that jacket and me and all of us got famous because we got plastered over ads and billboards all over the country.
And your
hero
jacket.
Book. And my jacket. Okay. So that ad got shot in Manali. Okay. With Aamir.
Yeah.
And I showed him a, you know, how to really balance a bike over those little rocky things.
So you're the guy who taught Aamir Khan how to ride a bike.
No. I don't know. I never claimed to say that. I didn't teach him how to ride a bike. I just helped him a little bit to explain to him. I mean, I made him understand how to balance a bike on a little rough kind of a patch of road.
So look, Amir's balance is still kind of questionable, right?
No. I think he's a great guy. Yeah. Look at what all work he's done. Yeah. I think he's one of our most talented folks. He's not been very stable on the family front, but otherwise he's a very talented fellow. Yeah. Look at the work he's done. And he's put India, I think this movie Lagan, Shagan and all are, I mean, they're one of the best movies I've seen. And so many other social movies he's made. No?
Yeah. Adil Nargolwala, thank you for being on the Biker Radio broadcast. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Shandy. It was a pleasure. And I hope I haven't spoken too much. Obviously, it's your show. You're free to edit whatever you want. Whatever you put up, ensure you don't put me up in any soup anywhere. Okay? That's it. Thanks.
Well, that's a wrap on our 2023 season, a year that we have compelling reasons to be thankful for. However, at the center of our gratitude is you. The fact that you are listening itself bears testimony to the fact. So thank you for sharing the Biker Radio broadcast experience across the socials. We're working on a few ideas ourselves for the road up ahead. So drop in as you ride by. And like always, it is a guarantee that it will be worth your time. Well, we cannot end the year without expressing our dismay over the wars in Ukraine and Palestine. The millions of devastated people suffering the bile of the tyrannical few. Will you let 2024 be a 24/7 as envisaged by the Murtikars of the economy? Will you choose instead to take some time off and hit the road? Spend time in solitude or among friends, family? Will you next year prefer a different currency to measure your happiness? Will you? Won't you? But whatever you do, remember to stay tuned. Until next time, be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. I'm Shandy. You're on India's most savored motorcycling podcast, the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on. And hey, Happy New Year!